This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Yes, it is. This is the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M breakfast show that you can hear Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
And this is absolutely chock-a-block with great stuff. What have we got on today's podcast before I give you four questions, Al, for $1,000 a minute? We gave it away last week, so $1,000 gone. Gonski. But well, what have we got today?
We know that Flan has been getting ready for his big GC Laughs comedy stand-up routine, and you've been trialling your gear
in tough spots
around the Gold Coast and trying to get laughs from various people around
the nursing home, a queue outside the Department of Rain Roads. Gee, they weren't in the mood.
That whole comedy journey from you from this week we have coming up in this podcast. Ali tipped in a colleague into it big time. This person we work with, she inadvertently let one rip at a really awkward moment. And so we opened it up to the Gold Coast. When have you awkwardly let one rip and didn't the board light up?
It sure did. Yep. And I tell you what, on Monday, I think Nellie's going to get a right of reply.
Yes, she will. Spider, what an honour for you this weekend. We had Minister Mark Bailey, who's Minister for Main Roads and Transport in Queensland, phoned up with the good news that the Coomera Connector is finally up and running.
Yeah, we're besties. And myself and the Chook. Looks like we're going to be seeing each other over the weekend. Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Is it turning the sod is the term I think they use for when you first start building something.
And how appropriate.
You got your shovel.
Absolutely, I have. Ready I'm taking three shovels.
And Flan, I love the fact that each Friday you, in the form of a bush poem, put together all the big news stories locally, nationally, internationally. Yep. In a week in review, we like to call Flanjo Patterson.
It is a word wrestle, let me tell you. And I am Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
So coming up, you can smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yep, that is all to come in this Flan, Ally and Spider podcast. But with Ally not being here currently.
I've got a couple of questions for you. Very easy.
Well,
okay.
This is for the 6:30 a.m. And then we'll have one for the 7:45 a.m. 92.5 Triple M's $1,000 Minute Spider.
Okay. In which popular board game do you try and solve a murder mystery?
Cluedo.
Yes, it is. And what chemical...
Mr. Mustard in the drawing room with the candlestick.
And what chemical element do the symbols AU stand
for? AU
gold. It is gold.
It's gold.
Yeah. That is gold.
Yeah, gold.
Gold. Okay.
That's 6:30. What about 8?
7.
Nearly
8.
Just before 8 o'clock. Deer meat on a menu is known as what?
Venison.
Very good, venison.
Now, you'll have to help me with this. You'll have to help me with this one because Ali wrote it and I don't know how to read it.
Okay.
The English translation for the Latin phrase carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
Yeah.
Seize the day. Carpe diem. Seize the day.
And
it's from Dead Poets Society, isn't it?
It is too. Yeah, Robin Williams was brilliant in that. All right.
There you go.
That it.
Enjoy the potty.
Have a great weekend. Hope to see you. GC Laughs.
Yeah. Come on, Flano.
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to dog it. Flan, Ally and Spider podcast. Here it is.
Can we ask Flan, how nervous are you leading into tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, GC Laughs? Yeah. How nervous are you? Because it's going to be fantastic.
It ramps up the closer you get. Yeah. Like I've noticed, Monday I was like, I'm as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rock spider.
1-300-925-666. If you want to go and watch Flan, give us a ring now because you can go and watch him. But let's have a look at the week you've had because last week we challenged you and said, you know what?
Yeah.
You can't go in cold. You've got to test your material.
Dead right, 100% right.
So you've gone all around the Gold Coast testing your material ready for tomorrow night.
Here we go.
It's GC Laughs Week and Flan is heading around the Gold Coast trying out his comedy before his big gig on Saturday night.
He's tackled the Gold Coast Triple M finance team. Excellent.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Really funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. The line at Main Roads.
Tiger will go, rah! And then the little kid says, what will you do next? And he said, I myself. And he said, well, that's perfectly understandable, grandfather. You're just confronted with a Bengalese tiger. And he said, not then, now, when I went, rah! That's what I myself.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good.
Even the Pizzy Park tennis ladies.
I only ever buy unwashed potatoes. And I save the dirt because one day I'll have a block of land. I just don't have anywhere to put it. Thank you, girls. Should I open with it or not?
No.
Plus, he tackled the seniors at Odyssey Lifestyle.
There was this homeless guy pushing a trolley and he said, did you know that there's 7 billion people in the world? Every time I breathe in, a baby's born, and every time I breathe out, someone dies. I said, mate, I'm not surprised. Your breath is dreadful. It'd knock a buzzard off a poop truck.
And he got the big thumb of approval.
Are we thumbs up or thumbs down? Oh, we've got a tenner. Thank you so much.
Well, the warm-up is all done. Tomorrow night at Hotter, it's game time.
This is the greatest show.
It's going to be massive, Flan. We're looking forward to
it. Thank you, bud.
We're all going to be there, so... just remember, if you want to go along, 1-300-925-666, go and watch Flan.
Please, come along. But also, people like Tommy Gleeson, they are just magnificent. He's been doing it 20 years. He's an expert gun.
Yeah, they are, but we're not interested tomorrow night, Flan.
Oh, bless you, know what? You, Platley.
My cheeks are already sore from smiling and laughing at you all this week. We are just beyond excited for you. We're so proud of you because it's hardcore getting up.
It is hardcore. It really is. It shakes you to the core. It really does. Yeah. But Ali and I have got a deal. She's going to have my set list, and if I forget anything, she's going to yell it out for me.
Oh, I love that. Hey, if you can't make it too hot on Saturday night, then on Monday on the show, we'll have obviously the big highlights.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
The highlights of that.
And the low light.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The lowest low light.
Let's hope the highlight.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.
Now, Gold Coast family, I will just admit right here and right now, I'm about to be a little bit immature. In fact, very immature.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome aboard.
Look, we have a great crew here at Triple M. We're like one big family. We love each other. And like all families, sometimes we've got little secrets that we tell each other. And I'm about to share one without permission.
Oh,
right now.
You'll be your thing.
And who's it about first?
No. Okay. Do you need to say? Look,
I'm
no.
going. I actually do need to say.
I don't know.
And she's going to kill me.
No. Oh, it's a she. Absolutely. Who is it?
Ali,
well, there's only other one well, other
you,
female.
I'm giving you the guess... get out clause now.
It's going to be Nellie.
Oh, is it Nellie?
Well,
it's 100% Nellie.
It's Nellie. Or else it's going to be Liesl Jones.
Okay.
Nellie, who's on air during the day here at Gold Coast Triple M. We love Nellie. She's amazing at what she does.
She's like a little sister to me and all of us. Well, we just absolutely adore her.
But please tell me the story, though.
Yeah, but that won't stop you selling around here.
No, I know. I hope she forgives me, Nellie, if you're listening. I love you, and I'm sorry. So she told me that on the weekend... I think she was at the casino and she was with a bunch of people that she hadn't met before. I don't know the backstory there, but she was sitting at this table with all of them and she was just the one guy she was chatting to.
Yeah.
He goes, she did a big fluff. Nellie farted, right? And she was hoping to sneak it out. So this is obviously ladish at night.
Oh, my
sitting
God.
There.
You're enjoying this a bit much.
And anyway.
You're in big trouble.
She said that in the middle of a conversation and the guys just stopped talking. And
it was like that record stop.
Yeah, it's record. Because that's what I said. She goes, the guy just stopped talking. And I go, was it loud? And she goes, no.
Oh,
so he just smelt it.
SBD.
Yeah. And then because she's just sort of smiled, and then other people at the table have just gone, ah. And so.
Oh, no.
Because old mate knew it was Nellie, she's just stuck her hand up and gone, sorry, guys, it was me. She stopped herself in.
She claimed it.
She claimed it. Rapped God it. Love her.
She never claims a studio here, does she?
No. Anyway.
But don't girls' fluffs smell like a jar of potpourri or something?
Not Nellie's on Saturday night. Not unless it was, you know, florist of the morning with a touch of dog poop. But anyway.
It's potpourri. Yeah, potpourri.
But anyway, to Nellie's credit, she goes to me. She goes, oh, it's so embarrassing, but I had to just own it. And she goes, then they all started calling me Nellie Furtado. You know the singer that used to sing Like a Bird?
Yeah.
So I've with the help of Maddie, our audio producer, I've prepared this little thing for Nellie.
Oh. I'm like a bird.
Oh. like a bird.
So
you are just accelerated like you wouldn't believe, like a jet fighter.
You are deep in it with her. We know that.
Well, I am deep in it with her, but
you don't want to be though.
not unless there's a window. But to make Nelly feel better, yes. I thought, let's ask the Gold Coast, where's the most awkward place you let one rip?
What? And let one rip is the term? Okay.
Yes, and surely, Spider and Flan, you've got a story about you doing that just to make her feel better. Rubbish.
I do have a story.
A story.
Real quick. No, we'll do it after the break, will we?
Yeah, do it after the break.
All right, 1-300-925-666. We'll get to Flan's when he let one rip awkwardly. So when have you let one rip?
Jeff in Benora Point. Jeff, when did you... Awkwardly let one rip.
So I used to work as a porter at a hotel in Sydney, and I took this lady up to her room with a trolley full of bags. Yes. I let her into the room, and I went to lift up one of her suitcases, which was a maximum 32 kilograms. And as I lifted it up, I dropped this fart, and oh my God, it was so loud, echoed through the room. I apologized. She said, "That's okay, these things happen." And she didn't give me a tip though.
No, I was going to ask.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, Angela and Rabina, when did you awkwardly
let one rip?
Well, I wish I could actually claim this one, but it was my dad. So we were at the Big Pineapple when I was younger, and they used to have what they call the Nutmobile, and they take you around on a bus or all the planets. And so we were doing this tour, and then there was this tour guide, obviously, giving us the voiceover about the plantations. And then we went through this bit of a rainforest part, and he says, "Now, if you can be really quiet, you might hear the call of a whippet." And then my dad just let it rip. And the whole train was silent. And then there was this kid and a father sitting in front of us. Dad thought the kid did it. And so this kid got absolutely smashed in trouble. Never did. And he got ripped out of the train, and he got marched off. And my dad just kissed himself laughing.
Thank you, Angela.
That kid copped the rough end of the Big Pineapple.
Yes. The awkward places
you have let one rip. 1-300-925-666.
Cameron and Rabina, when did you awkwardly let one?
Yeah, I was doing a job in the Gold Coast City Council Mobile Library, and there was a librarian, one of our employees in there, and I did a sneaky one, and a look of horror on her face. We had to evacuate.
Librarian. Did she say, "Quiet, please"?
Thank you, Cameron.
If you can get away with it in the library, that's not too bad.
At least he did it silent in the library.
Elaine.
Elaine and Rabina.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, please. When did you let one?
Well, I was part of a wedding party, and we were going up in a lift.
Oh no!
And it was loud and it was proud, and I actually blamed my husband, and I just said, "Oh, really? Could you know that's disgusting." And and everyone just wouldn't speak to him, and they were disgusted in him.
That's brilliant.
Thanks, Elaine.
That's great.
Jason in Morongery, when did you let one?
Well, Friday night, beer and pizza night. And so the next morning, had to go to Bunnings and went in there, down the aisle, looking for something, then looked around, thought, "Oh, no one's around." So I just let one rip. And then,
Jason.
And then all of a sudden, a lady who works at Bunnings started walking towards me.
Oh, no.
Asking if I need a hand. I was going, "No, no, no, no. Don't need a hand.
No, no, walk away, please." Oh,
you know then what? Did she and say, she, "Do you need... Oh, yeah.
Sorry?
No, you
and
go."
She walked up to me, and you could see the look on her face and just going, "Oh, my God." And I just grabbed whatever I needed and just walked out.
Yes.
I didn't go back there for months.
He's walked out of Bummings.
Thank you, Jason.
Yes, Bummings.
Now, we used to do that in like first form. We had a teacher called Mrs. Tobin, God love her. And the game was to let one rip as quietly as you could and then put your hand up to help with your homework.
You know what I'd like to see is a staff member from Bunnings come down and go, "You know what? I can beat that by 10%.
Yes. Lowest prices are just the beginning.
on Listener. This is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Big day yesterday.
It was a great day.
We had the State Minister for Transport and Main Roads, Mark Bailey, rang through to say, hey, I've got some good news.
What is the great news for Southeast Queensland?
Well, we're underway, Spider, with the Coomera Connector, which is second M1, people call it.
We've kicked it off.
Yeah, so Sunday we start heavy construction work.
Sunday,
so exciting. And finally, for Southeast Queensland, it's going to be massive. This is what we've wanted. Yeah, it won't be finished for years, but this is what we want.
And what we didn't play yesterday when we spoke to Minister Bailey was a question you asked him. And here's what you, and it's a pretty gutsy effort from you, Spider.
This is on Sunday, is it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Just to confirm that it is happening, can I bring my shovel down? And I want to make sure I make a hole in the dirt to make sure this does happen.
You certainly can.
Amazing.
Mark, thank you for coming on the show. And look, it's good news for you today, but thank you for coming on when it's bad news and facing the music. Yes. I appreciated that last time.
No worries at all. All good.
But before we let you go, do you know what kind of dirt I'm going to be digging? Do I have to wear closed shoes? And can I bring one of my own shovels?
If you bring your own shovel, you just need to have, work boots, that sort of stuff. Yep. And we'll give you the rest of the fluoro and PPE and all that sort of stuff. But, an extra shovel, or makes the job
couldn't
happen.
Couldn't hurt.
Now,
there's an extra lane.
Now, Minister Bailey, we know that you are a very honest person. Fess up. Is Spider required to wear the work boots, not because of safety reasons, but because there's going to be lots of cameras there and you don't want anyone seeing his rotten toes?
You're disgusting. You're horrible.
Oh, well, I've never seen them, so maybe that's a good thing. I might keep it that way.
You're terrible, man. Looks like a hobbit's been in a shark attack.
See you Sunday.
See you Sunday.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
This is historic, Spider. You're going to do the first, well, not the first, but you're going to do some shovelfuls on the Coomera Connector.
Absolutely. 9 o'clock Sunday morning, I'm going to be there. I'm going to take the long-handed shovel. Too, I
that is so good. Now, listen, do you actually have work boots? What size shoe are you?
No, I don't.
What size are you?
15.
Size 15. Gold Coast, Jesus. Does anyone have a spare pair of work boots, size 15, for our man Spider? Because we don't want him shoveling his toes. Actually, maybe we do want him shoveling
his toes. Yeah, I'll squeeze into a 14 if I have to for the camera.
I understand. Okay, look, as you well know, it's not the first hole you've dug for yourself.
All right, well, good luck on Sunday. Make sure you behave. A lot of dignitaries will be there.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be dressed up. I'll be ready to go with my shovels.
What about a bit of an accidental swish of some dirt? On someone.
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
Let's not say who it is, but maybe she runs the state and won't come on this show.
I've got a feeling Spider has something planned.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Welcome, Flanjo Patterson.
Hey, poem of the week.
Well, you put the whole week into a poem, and here it is. It's fantastic.
Yeah, look, the sound you're about to hear is me colliding with the end of my talent. Away we go. The news of the week in an Australian bush ballad. In the Battle of Brisbane, it's the Broncos for me, and Donald Trump's status is stormy. The NRL is underway, and there's no whinging about the refs. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin reckon they're BFFs. No. Go on. Have a kiss, you two. You know you want to. Prince Harry's kids won't have a role in King Charles' coronation. Donald Trump's still on the large and Finland's the world's happiest nation. I just rhymed nation with nation. I'm a genius. The Battle of Brisbane is on Friday. Surfer Owen Wright retired. President Trump wants to get arrested on the way to being rehired. Xi Jinping's the only one Vladimir Putin endorses. Rupert Murdoch's in the running to rack up 5 divorces.
This time for sure!
Rupert Murdoch has made gazillions. He's always been an earner. But after racking up 5 weddings, I've got to say, bit of a slow learner.
But what a catch, hey, ladies.
If you marry Rupert Murdoch, you'll never, ever be poor. But be very, very careful, ladies, because you just might get what you wish for. Tom Tate's gone shopping for new green bins while Trump and Murdoch won't be forgiven for their multitude of sins. The Titans beat the Storm and we all need a flu shot. The Sun takes on the Bombers and they'll give it all they've got. Rupert said he and his new wife will share the second half of their lives. But if you think about it, do the maths, it means he's going to live to 185.
And I'm fat!
The news of the week.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.